Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, mums. Welcome back to the Unique Mums Podcast and today's devotion, which is number 5 in the Silence is Golden devotional series. And today's devotion is called Wait for the Lord and Be Strong. So this is based on the following focus verse. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart, and wait for the Lord. Psalm 27, verse 14. So there's strength in waiting for the Lord. Waiting in Him shows that we trust Him. So when we trust God, we're not swayed by the winds of change, our anxious thoughts, our fleshly desires. Instead, we wait for God's overriding will in the full knowledge that He is good. Now, I want to tell you a story here, which happened to me recently. So one morning I woke up and my heart was troubled. I was anxious about the future and I couldn't even focus on my work. And then I turned to God in my frustration. I prayed and I cried out to Him. And He delivered me from the stress that was consuming my mind. When I was praying, God revealed to me His love for me again. And He reminded me that He's my Papa and I'm His child. Yes, me. A mum, I'm also His child. So sometimes as mums, we feel like we're just mums, but we need to remember this fact as well, that we're also children. And after this truth hit me again, because obviously it's not something new, but when God speaks to us again afresh, it has a certain impact when we're going through a certain situation and God reminds us of these truths. So when God reminded me of this truth, I was strengthened and I was able to rest in God. I was able to work and focus. I was more at peace as well. I wasn't feeling anxious anymore. I wasn't feeling troubled anymore. And it was that anxiety fled when the truth came. So I needed that truth so that I could not feel anxious anymore. So Mum, I want to encourage you today that God is your Papa. You can trust in Him through the winds of change, through the valley of despair, through the struggle and strife. He is your Father. Okay, so I have 3 questions here for you to reflect on. The first one is, what anxieties have dragged you down recently? The second is, are there situations in the lives of your children that have brought you stress and worry? The third one is, how does knowing God is your Father help you grow in strength and peace? Okay, so I'm going to pray for us now, and please follow along with this prayer. Father, you are full of love and mercy. You are sovereign. You are good. Lord, calm my anxious heart. Strengthen me from the inside, Lord. I bring to you my anxious thoughts. Reveal your love to me afresh. You are my Papa and I'm your child. Thank you. So I hope this devotion today really blessed your heart so that you would turn to God in your anxieties, in your worry, in your stress. And yeah, just this encouragement that as people who are very human people, although we have God's spirit, we also have the flesh. And there may be moments where we will encounter anxiety and stress. But God doesn't want us to stay in that place. So we might be tempted to feel anxious, but I believe God doesn't want us to yield to that anxiety. He wants us to trust in Him. And yeah, just to trust that He is good. So I really want to encourage you in this area, because God has also been challenging me in this area, which is just to not yield to the anxieties, not to feed the anxious thoughts. The moment I start having an anxious thought, I need to take it captive and just bring truth into those thoughts. So the moment I start worrying is the moment I need to start meditating on the truth of who God is and his love and his mercy and his sovereignty and his power and his goodness. And yeah, it's just a process of trusting more in God and trusting less in my anxious thoughts. So I want to challenge you in the same way as well, to not yield to those anxious thoughts when they come, but to really meditate on truth. So yeah, that's it for today. I hope this devotion blessed you, and I'll come back next week for the final devotion in the Silence is Golden devotional series.